our old rendezvous. Meet me somewhere in your dream.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
What do you think they do there? They don't drink milkshakes, I assure you.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies and TV shows, from documentaries, from political speeches, from, well, who knows where. And another thing that's an essential part of the Plastic Sushi formula is that we always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz and punk and funk and metal and electronic and country and disco and ambient, like right now with some Brian Eno backing me up. Yes, as many different styles of music as we possibly can find that match our weekly theme. And then, as I mentioned, we have all those audio samples that we mix in between and on top of the music. So, yesterday, Chuck Yu was filling in after Strike the Box with Chris here on WMFO in Medford. Chris is on every other Thursday from noon until 2 p.m. And Chuck Yu was taking in that free hour that was there yesterday. And he was doing a food theme. So I was thinking about that and, going back to the vaults a bit, and I decided to do this theme tonight called Nomi Mono, which that's a Japanese term for things that you drink. There are a lot of mono things in the Japanese language. Mono means things, and then there's a root, and so Nomi Mono, things that people drink. So that's going to be the kind of core idea of our show this evening. We started off with, of course, a Japanese band, this being a Plastic Sushi. And that was the three fine ladies that at any time, well, the original three fine ladies who comprised Shonen Knife and Hot Chocolate was the name of that song from their Happy Hour album. So we're going to keep going in the first set with non-alcoholic drinks, because Lord knows there's plenty of music, songs written about alcoholic beverages, and we'll be getting to them for sure. But backing me up right now is Brian Eno, and this is, as I mentioned, an ambient piece. This is Slow Water. Certainly water being a very good thing to drink. But there are so many others, and we're going to start off the rest of your Friday Night Sound Collage party going here with another Japanese band, of course. And this is a song about orange juice. And then we'll be hearing about milk and honey and Coca-Cola and all that and more here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, yeah. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor, the money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision, jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice, party girl. Talk at night where there isn't any. So freeze, man, freeze. It's the pause that refreshes in the corridors of power. When top men need a top up long before the happy hour. Your snakeskin suit and your alligator boot. You don't need a long legs, you can take it to the vet. I get my advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice as the body girl. Go get live where there isn't any. So freeze, yeah, freeze. Coca-Cola advertising and cocaine. Strolling down the Broadway in the rain. Neon lights and phasing. I read it in the paper, they're crazy. Yes, suit your life. Maybe so. In the White House, I know. All over Berlin, they do it for years. And in Manhattan, coming through the door is a spot nose 44. The barrel can't snort, it can spatter on the floor. Your eyeballs feel like thimbles and your tongue feels like a fish. You're leaping from the window saying, don't give me that. Cat like advertising world. Oh, treat me nice as a party girl. Cook as light where there isn't any. So freeze, man, freeze. Hit the deck.
What's this, sir?
Drink it.
Now it's your mentality.
Herb and Marge Drainard.
How you doing there?
Two typical water-drinking consumers having a friendly little backyard chat with next-door neighbor Ed Needler until...
So you're telling me there could be a drop of Julius Caesar sweat right here in Marge's homemade lemonade?
That's right.
You're full of it.
Now, Herb, honey, after all, there is only so much water to go around.
It's called the hydrologic cycle.
The diabolic what?
Hydrologic cycle. The continuous cycling of water through the Earth and its atmosphere. It's been going on for millions of years.
Yeah. What goes around comes around.
Exactly. That's why it's so important that we take care of our water, because it's all the water we'll ever have.
So, who'd like a nice big glass of lemonade, huh?
Maybe if I'm lucky, that came from Marilyn Monroe's swimming pool.
Remember, safe drinking water starts at the source. Contact your local health department for suggestions on how to make sure your drinking water is safe. Brought to you by the EPA Mid-Atlantic Region. To learn more, call 1-800-426-4791.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and our theme this evening is Nomi Mono. That's Japanese for things that people drink. And we began the set you just heard with a Japanese band called the Dog Hair Dressers and a song called Orange Juice. And then we heard from that sonic genius, Beck, Milk and Honey from his Midnight Vultures album. The Clash followed that with Coca-Cola from London Calling and then Buck Cherry, Drink the Water. And what a great rhythm guitar going in that song. And then we finish that up with a public service message about water. And backing me up right now is, well, the sounds of being on a beach. But this is a little bit funny, because what I did was I took a recording of ocean waves and people and birds at a beach, and then I flipped it around in an audio editor, so it's playing backwards, like the Paul is Dead things from the Beatles, with spinning a record round backwards, spinning a record baby backwards. Yeah, but this sounds so much like the ocean, but there's something different about it. It's a very trippy ambiance, I think. Well, let's get right back to our Friday night sound collage party here. And we're going to continue with another Japanese band here, Chiba Mato, primarily a duo, two women. And then we're going to start going a little bit in that alcoholic direction. From Julie London, and then Eric Burden and War, and we'll wrap things up, I think, with some Robert Plant here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Clash.
Time turns her voice into sugar water. Thank you.
Older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
I think it's the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy,
azul, azul,
she said.
right here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Our theme is called Nomi Mono. It's the Japanese word for things that people drink. And that last song was Robert Plant, his 1988 hit Tall Cool One, that had him collaborating once again with his former Led Zeppelin bandmate Jimmy Page playing guitar, as well as including a lot of samples of riffs from other Led Zeppelin songs like Custard Pie and Whole Lotta Love and Black Dog and the Ocean. And I think out of all the songs I'm playing for you this evening, well, actually, this is one of the songs that I'm playing for you this evening that has got me in the mood when I'm done here. I'm going to go home and crank up one of my tube amplifiers all the way up onto 10 and play that for my entertainment afterwards. It's only a 3-watt amplifier, though. But it's certainly loud enough for my purposes. So before that, we heard Eric Burdon and War, Spill the Wine. And then Julie London with Hot Toddy, which I got off of this great compilation album, Easy Rhythms for Your Cocktail Hour. And backing me up right now is Chet Atkins, that certified guitar player and one of the architects of the Nashville sound type of music production in the 50s and 60s. But he's mostly, yes, well, just another American music genius, Chet Atkins. And then we started off the set with two Japanese music geniuses who comprised Chiba Mato, and that was Sugar Water from their Viva La Woman album. Did you know that just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States? Yes, just 10% of the adults in America drink more than 75% of all the alcohol that's consumed in the whole country. And the logic of that, there's actually 30% of American adults don't drink anything at all. And actually, these days, that includes me. It's been for a couple of years now. And then there's another 30% of the American adults who average less than one drink a week. And that leaves, yes, the top 10% of American adults. There's 24 million American adults who consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. That's a lot. And if you're at that level, it's probably time to take stock of that. Because that's not something that you can do for... you can do it for a couple of years, in fact. But, you know, if you want to live to be an old man like Robert Plant is, instead of dying at 27 like a lot of rock stars have, or around that age, yes, you gotta live a healthy life. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Yes, some numbers to think about. So we are going to start off the next set with another Japanese artist doing a lot of that this evening. In fact, the set after this, I'm also going to start with a Japanese band. But this song is from the Japanese male singer Kawashima Ego, who tragically died from his alcoholism, which, well, he really liked to drink and get sad and sing music and drink some more and sing. And this particular song is called Sake to Namida to Otoka Ona. Alcohol and tears and men and women. And, well, I think you're only going to hear Kawashima Ego these days on a show like this. WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Freeform Radio.
Wasurete shimaitai koto ya Doshiyomonai samishisa ni Tsutsumareta toki ni Otoko wa sake o nomu no deshou
fire. Hold on turn that beat off. Nah, keep it going. Crazy town, yo, y'all just ain't knowing. I get drunk and start talking mo. And when I got a gun in my hand, you better get out. Cause my brain just ain't what it used to be. Forget trying to rationalize, cover your eyes. I get, damn, I'm drunk, I need a drunk, no better yet a hook of that funk. I get, damn, I'm drunk, I need a drunk, no better yet a hook of that funk. Damn good, bad, dope, a freaky fresh, I make hip hop, man, say yes, yes. Crazy's coming through, you know we gonna blow up. Hold up, wait, I think I'm gonna blow up. I'm the crazy white boy with the drinks in the freezer. Bust the one app, two app, blitz type of rapper that'll get you out your seat quicker than a car jack. Typical for the people when I'm cooling with my people. Got hoes in East Columbus like I'm Billy D. Rico. Cause I move like I'm smooth like a Harry Belafonte. Looking for the suckers that jump my home in LA. All up in this bitch with the gin and tank array. Drink like Mr. Wendell, smoke bud like Dr. Dre. That's cause I'm old enough to do that type of I gotta piss up, pass the mic to Mr. Shift. I get drunk and can't nobody whoop me. I'm dripping, must be the brew that I was sipping. And then, guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin. When I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I'm wrecking. Feeling like Dr. Earl, any second. Wanna get up but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the f*** was I trying to prove? I got a knack for dead bows. All the hoes know, so do be bros. People call me just to keep my fist in the trunk. I'm like, ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk, yeah. Only when I'm drunk, yeah. But only when I'm drunk, yeah.
One, two,
only when
one,
I'm
two.
Drunk.
Only when I'm drunk. One, two, one, two. Only when I'm drunk. One, two, one, two. Only when I'm drunk. One, two, one, two. Only when I'm drunk.
If you drink, just don't drive.
WMFO in Medford.
I lost my job. She said that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. How the rent for it tomorrow, the next day, I don't know. So say, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today. You were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have a rent. And out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, oh, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job, I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things and I go.